Well, the Roosters, they took all before them last year. They won their 2018 Premiership, and what a dominant performance it was against the Melbourne Storm. They also went over to England a couple of weeks ago and took on Wigan in the World Club Challenge, and they were successful on that night. And we're pleased to say their captain, co-captain, Jake Friend, joins us on the line. Good morning, Jake.
Morning, fellas. How are you?
Going very well, mate. Look, a tough off-season, as always, but, mate, you couldn't have started the year off in better shape. A great performance over there in England a couple of weeks ago against Wigan.
Yeah, mate, you know, Rob, I was pretty happy with how we went over there, and, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on that game, and, you know, our prep for that game was pretty good, and, you know, we wanted to go over and sort of put the bow on last year and you know, set ourselves up for this year. So, yeah, that was a, you know, for us, there was a lot riding on that game.
Jake, from that travel, no fatigue, no jet lag, no setbacks, everyone sort of settled back in, no excuses come round one?
No, you know, we obviously not many of us trialled after that, probably because of that reason. There was a, you know, a little bit of jet lag as you get. And, you know, we thought we could probably get, you know, an extra probably two or three big sessions in if we didn't trial, so we decided to go that way, and you know, I think it was the right way. We had a good, you know, 10 days after we got back, and had some big sessions there that, you know, probably would have been equivalent of a game anyway. So,
yeah. Have you spoken to the challenge you're going back to back, Jake? It's something that you know, us in the media and a lot of people like to speculate on and talk about whether the Roosters can go back to back. You know, the last team to do it was the Brisbane Broncos in the early 90s. Now, you've had a go at it before. What can you take out of that when you fail to do it? What can you take out of that that would help you for this season trying to go back to back?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously it's spoken about a lot. Probably not so much, you know, in our wars, but, you know, I think every team sets out at the start of the year to win the comp, and it's no different to us this year. And, you know, I think letting go of last year and just taking this year for what it is, you know, obviously we are the reigning premiers and teams will come after us for that, but, you know, I think you've got to go after this year a bit different to last, and, you know, it's not going to be the same. It's going to be different, and we've got to take that on. And yeah, I think, you know, it is hard knowing from experience, but, you know, there's a good group of boys here that are pretty keen to go after this season.
Yeah, and that's the challenge, isn't it, to be that hunter, so to speak, and go after it rather than sitting back and sort of waiting for it to happen.
Yeah, I think definitely, you know, it's on us to sort of, you know, set our season up and, you know, probably write our story for the year. And, you know, we know other teams will be trying to do the same. And I guess for us, you know, we're up there at the top and people are going to want to come after us. But it's out of our control, that sort of stuff. We can worry about what we're doing and, yeah, you know, we'll put our best foot forward in these early rounds and, see what happens.
Lucky enough to be chatting with the co-captain of the Sydney Roosters, Jake Friend. They're up against their arch rivals, South Sydney, come the weekend. Jake, what'll be different? You know, I guess everyone's got to evolve all the time, and I'm sure you're aware, Trent Robinson's aware of that. What do you think we'll see different as far as style of play is concerned from the Roosters?
You know, I guess the core will be the same. Obviously, you know, you build the team around the core values and principles, and those will be the same. But, you know, I'm sure that, you know, there'll be a few little things in attack that we want to work on. And I think for us it was about, you know, getting better than last year. And, you know, we believe we can. We believe we can get better in attack and defence. And that's what we'll be trying to do.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why people think the Roosters will be successful this year. They can get better. And when you look through this squad, you've lost a couple of good players, and Blake Ferguson was sensational for you last year, but you only have to look at what Brett Morris did in that World Club Challenge with a hat-trick in that game. He's going to be an enormous pickup for you.
Yeah, you know, Moz, we saw what he did on the field, but, you know, I think what he does around the place as well, he's a, you know, he's an old head, he's a great bloke, and he's been really good for the club. And then, you know, you got the likes of Angus Crichton as well, who's come across, and Ryan Hall from England, who's you know, a great fella as well. So, yeah, we had lost a few, but you know, we've filled those spots with some quality footballers and quality dudes. So.
Who's the most impressive of those newcomers, Jake? If I've got to put you on the spot, yeah, the bloke that you know you've been at training and thought, oh, geez,
yeah.
He's going to be okay for us.
I'd have to say Hawley, just from what he's done in the gym. You know, he's had a knee up and he's been doing his thing along on the side there. And yeah, our records board is full of Ryan Hall. So you know, once he is fit, it'd be good to see how he goes over here. And you know, I know he's pretty keen and he's a big boy, and I think he sort of suits that style of winger that we're looking for. So.
Yeah, and I think not only have you had changes on the playing staff, so to speak, but on the playing roster, but the staff has changed too. You've got a new assistant coach, Adam O'Brien from the Melbourne Storm, who's been Craig Bellamy's right-hand man for so long. What's his role at the club and how much input has he had?
Yeah, he's been really good for us. You know, he's looking after our attack. So, you know, that was what I was touching on earlier about, you know, a few little things there that we've been working on, and you know, that's partly through him, and you know, obviously Coops and Luke have a big part to do with that as well. He's pretty good with that. He sits down with us and you know, we go over some different stuff, and yeah, it's exciting, you know, a bit of fresh you know, some
ideas.
Someone fresh, a few new ideas, and you know, another set of eyes to look at footy a different way is always good. So
yeah, and I think that's the key when you win a premiership is to freshen it up a little bit. So you've got some new players, you've got a new coach. Look, this guy's going to be a superstar, and he's on his way. Latrell Mitchell didn't go over to England and play. He stayed back here and played for the All-Stars, the Aboriginal All-Stars. He looks in great shape. He was terrific in that contest, and he'd be really looking forward to the season ahead, Jake.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was a big decision for him to sort of stay and not come over. And but you know, he's a proud Indigenous man and player. And you know, I thought it was awesome to see him do that. You know, he played well, and you know, he's a leader of that team, and he did his thing. And yeah, he's looking good, and he's looking excited to play footy again, which is you know, awesome for us.
Yeah. Quick one, mate. I know it's a boring one, but just want to get your opinion regarding the surface of the SCG. Yeah. Has it been discussed within the team at all? Do you have any concerns at all?
No, you know, read what everyone else has read and seen what everyone else has seen. But for us, you know, we've been assured that the pitch will be fine. And, you know, I believe we're training on there this afternoon. So, you know, it'll be good to get out there and check it out. But, yeah, you know, that's not really a worry for us. You know, we're probably more excited to be out there than to be worrying about the pitch. You know, the SCG is a big part of the Roosters' history and, you know, a pretty iconic ground in Australia. So, yeah, we're very excited to, you know, kick off the season there.
Yeah, Jake, what are you expecting from the Rabbitohs in Game 1? Now, last year, and they've spoken about it, and Damien Cook said so through the week, that in that semi-final last year, they were too predictable and the Roosters read them on that left edge. It looks as though Inglis is going to play right centre. They've got Gagai out on the right side of the field. They've got Burgess out on the right side. Are you expecting them to play more down their right edge and left edge compared to last year?
Yeah, you know, I guess so. With the personnel out there, you'd imagine they will use that edge a little bit more. But, yeah, I'm sure, you know, they're a lot like us and every other team. They've probably done plenty of stuff over the off-season, and I'm sure they'll have a few little tricks that they want to try out this week. And but, yeah, you know, the main thing we're expecting is a, you know, pretty brutal battle. They always come fired up, and, you know, it's always a good contest between both teams. So, I'm sure there'll be plenty of bumps and bruises after Friday night.
And, Jake, good or bad news, I'm not too sure, but Laurie's tipped you to win the premiership, so to go back-to-back. I'm not too sure whether you can carry that weight of expectation.
No, I'm sure Laurie will be sweet.
Good on you, Jake. Good luck.
Cheers, fellas.